And 6:06, it is overcast and 70 in Tulsa. We should warm to 74 for a high today. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Now, be sure and grab yourself a rain jacket or an umbrella as you head out the door this morning. Forecasters say there is a 100% chance of rain this morning in northeast Oklahoma. In fact, some of the storms could be strong to severe. The rain is expected here in the Tulsa area to develop after 10 a.m. The Tulsa Trash Board says it will make changes in the way it communicates with the mayor's office as well as citizens. Now, this follows problems at the Green Waste site. The board yesterday discussed giving refunds to residents who thought their waste was going to be mulched at the site, but instead was turned into steam. Board member and City Council Chair David Patrick says giving refunds would be difficult.
Yeah, if you use stickers, then that's one thing, but being reimbursed for using the stickers and trying to implement the program, that's totally a different thing.
Trash Board Chair Randy Sullivan says the bottom line is that the waste was recycled as promised, only at the trash-to-energy plant rather than at the green waste site. A 12-member jury returns a guilty verdict against a former Oklahoma lawmaker accused of bribery. The jury sided with the prosecution that claimed former Representative Randy Terrell offered to set up former Democratic State Senator Debbie Leftwich with an $80,000 a year job at the state medical examiner's office if she would agree not to seek re-election in 2010. The criteria for county officials to enact a burn ban changes on Friday, but as Matt Trotter reports this morning, that information is just now making it to the county level.
Governor Mary Fallon signed House Bill 1762 into law in May, but Creek County Emergency Management Director Roscoe Thornberry says he and other county officials are just receiving guidance from the state. Drought conditions must be more severe, but Thornberry says it's now separate from a requirement of less than half an inch of forecast rain over 3 days.
Either the severe, extreme, or exceptional drought and or the half inch of rain instead of it being and a half inch of rain.
More than 50,000 acres in Creek County burned and hundreds of homes were destroyed in last summer's wildfires. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
State lawmakers review Oklahoma's public pension systems. State Treasurer Ken Miller testified that he would like to see a 401k-type system developed for new state workers. He told House members yesterday, however, that he does not want to see changes for existing state employees.
I see Oklahoma's state pension plans as a promise that must be kept to 220,000 current employees and retirees while making sure future employees are provided a fair yet affordable retirement system.
He says currently the state's various pension plans are about 66% funded, and the unfunded liability must be addressed. The head of Oklahoma's Council on Law Enforcement Education and Training says his organization is not sponsoring a counterterrorism seminar. CLEAT Director Steve Emmons.
In fact, they're not even using our facility. The training is taking place at the Capitol, as being put on by a number of people that are a part of this counterterrorism caucus of the legislature.
The Council on American Islamic Relations claims that some of the speakers for the Capitol event are anti-Muslim. Emmons says CLEAT has been asked to provide continuing education credit to those law enforcers taking part, but that is its only involvement. Our weather forecast, showers and thunderstorms, some strong to severe, a high today of 74. Rain chances tonight at 90%. Right now, National Weather Service radar is showing us no precipitation. It's overcast and 70. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.